Welcome to the Confidence in Christ podcast. I'm Kayla, and I'm here to offer you the opportunity to grow in your confidence of the Lord. Through interviews with friends, simple and practical scripture application to your life, and some good old-fashioned tough love at times, you will be more equipped to have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ after hanging out here with us. I'm a woman just like you who loves the Lord with all of my heart and is doing my best to follow His will for my life. Meeting you here weekly and passing on the knowledge He has given me is part of what that looks like. I am so honored that you're here, and I can't wait to help you get to know God in new and exciting ways through the podcast. Hey, I am so glad that you are here today, and I'm so glad that you're taking some time to just hang out and learn how to have more confidence in the Lord. Today, I have a wonderful new friend. Her name is Suzanne Rorigan, and she is the author of a new book called Unconditional: How a Mother's Love Rescued Her Rebellious Son. And with Mother's Day fast approaching, I just wanted to take some time and share her story with you, share her book that is just absolutely wonderful, and talk about how motherhood is not always roses. Things are not always just this fun frolicking through the fields of flowers, is it? Like, it's okay. We struggle with our kids. Like, it's hard to get them to fold laundry or do different things like that. And it's just, her book is such a refreshing look. Her story details the challenges that she faced while parenting her son Nick and the journey of redemption that followed. The book is essentially a guide for parents navigating the highs and lows of raising children, weaving in the theme of the unconditional love a mother has for her child. Us moms, we love our kids unconditionally, and sometimes we face hard things with them. And this book is just such a beautiful story of how Suzanne did that. And I am so eager for you to just hear this conversation, hear her heart, and maybe walk away with some things that help you know how to navigate those highs and lows of life with your kiddos. So let's get ready and let's dive in with Suzanne. Thank you so much for joining me today, Suzanne. This is going to be a great conversation.
Well, I am excited to be here. Thank you.
Yes. Before I dive into any conversation, I always ask what your go-to book of the Bible is.
Well, that's tough.
I know.
it's probably a longer answer than you want. I think it varies based on the season I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have like a specific favorite. Right now, I'm really impacted by Psalms and David's time in the cave. And it bounces from praise and lament, which to me is a very human experience. You know, one minute he's crying out for the Lord, the next minute he's singing a song. And I just am so impacted by that and his faith. And that's speaking to me now.
Yeah, I love how David does that. And one of my favorites, I always talk about Psalm 77, because he's like, what the heck, God, in the first half. And then all of a sudden you can see his shift. And he's like, but wait a second, I'm going to appeal to that. And I'm going to praise God and look at all the goodness of him. And it's just, he does that over and over in the Psalms. I just think it's so neat to watch that, because that's exactly how I am. One minute I'm like, well, this stinks. And then the next I'm like, but wait a second, God's still good. It's okay.
Do you know, and that's still the human experience. That's sort of what gobsmacked me.
Yeah, I think it's so neat how we are still in that same kind of headspace all these years later. It's just, isn't God, he's just so good. And he just meets us in scripture right where we need it every season of our life. It's just, he's such a good God.
Yeah, absolutely. And just as an aside, something that we've been doing since the beginning of the year, I don't know if you're familiar with the Bible Recap with Tara Lee Cole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she is taking you through the Bible. Eventually we're going to get to the very last, to Revelation in December, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
She explains to you what you just read or heard. And I think for most people, the Old Testament's really tough. Mm-hmm. And we really don't understand why these people did what they did and how they could be that way. But yeah, it just floors me every time we move through a new chapter.
Yeah. Oh, that's so fun. Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am, I'm a mom, obviously. and a wife and a believer and an author. And those are the simple things, but I'm an adventurer and I love and a storyteller, and I love telling stories. And I love nature and activity and travel and sports and sharing. Honestly, my new favorite thing is sharing just what I'm learning about God and His goodness and trying to share that with people. Without meeting them where they are, if you will.
Oh my word, that's my favorite thing too. I'm like, if you don't want to hear about the Bible, then you just don't talk to me because that's all that's going to come out of my mouth. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm going to be like, I just read this thing and you need to know everything about it. And I'm going to tell you about it because I studied it. So
Yeah, it's the greatest story. I
totally,
know. And don't you really, and I'm sure that has to do with us delving into it this year, but it's like, oh my God, you should see what this guy did.
Like, this is incredible. Oh man. Oh yes. Oh, kindred hearts. Here we come. I love it. Well, you, like you said, you're an author and you are releasing your very first book. And I'm going to read the title. It is Unconditional: How a Mother's Love Rescued Her Rebellious Son. And this episode is actually going to be airing right before Mother's Day. So people are like gearing up, they're thinking about mom and all the things. And when I was offered this book and just the option to talk to you, I was like, I have to talk to her. My friends listening have to hear this story about this unconditional love. Can you share where this book kind of came from and just your journey and things like that?
So the book sort of started, just, I guess, backtracking to your first question. I went to school for communications and journalism. So I've always been a writer, always had that desire to do that. And I had a lot of a military spouse for 26 years. And during that time, I had an opportunity to do a lot of newsletters for different groups, the spouses group and various clubs that I were in was in. So I really always enjoyed that. So obviously when my son started going off the rails a little bit, I'm like, I must journal about this, which I had sort of strayed away from. And it turned into a book. We dropped him off at college and we moved to New Mexico, and I was as you see when you read the book, and I'm sitting outside and I'm watching this. Honestly, I think it started with the mother bird. I was watching her on our neighbor's porch, and one of the little chicks wouldn't fly off the roof. He wouldn't go. And all the other ones were just stumbling around and flying and coming back to mom. And this other little guy, he wouldn't go. I'm like, oh, wow. That reminds me of being a mom. Like, how does she handle it? So I continued watching her, and she shoved him off the roof.
Like a good mom, right?
Right. And I'm like, that's what I should have done. I should have shoved him off the roof, and I didn't. And it just was like this aha moment. I know that seems small, but man, that's nature over there happening. I should have shoved him off the roof. She, like, hey, you're going to fly or you're going to die. And I didn't have that courage. And so I'm like, I've got to write about this. And that's kind of where it started, taking off from.
Oh man, I too. So I just released my very first online course about a month or two ago, and God used birds to speak to me and just show me like I am with you. Like, don't think that you're doing this on your own. And I had never caught on to that with like birds specifically before. So I think that's really neat that you use that and you share that in the story. Can you like describe some of the specific moments or like experiences that prompted you to begin documenting it? So you said like all of a sudden like I have to journal about this, but like what were the different challenges that you saw in your life and in your relationship with your son that you're like, ooh, something's up. I need to write about this and really seek God on this topic.
Well, I think for me that our relationship had a shift. As a military mom, moving every 2 years, every 1, 2, or 3 years, and him not having siblings, I became sort of this dual role of both a parent and a sibling, which is a tough space to walk between. And most of my friends had children in the military life. And the siblings would walk to school together and they would kind of gut it out together. And my son never had that. For me, we were so close. And then about his junior year in high school, we just weren't as close. He started telling me things that his friends were doing that were bad. And I realized now those were the things he was confessing to me that he was doing. And then I noticed, he didn't chew gum, and I noticed there was gum outside in the bushes. And he would say, "Well, that's my friend's gum." And, just one thing after another. And then there was, we were in the South, so he started doing dip, which was a big thing for high school kids. And to me, tobacco, that was just the worst thing ever. Little did I know it was not the worst thing ever. But then I went round and round with that, and so that was just the junior year. And suddenly he went from being my a close kind of friend, someone that I was doing this military life with, to being this person that I didn't know. I was blindsided. I had no tools to deal with this person. So that's kind of where all this started. I had zero tools for a perfect child that runs amok.
Well, and I feel like kids should really come with books. Like, why can't God just send them down with a manual? Like, here is how you handle this. Like, that'd be so great. We've got scripture, not discounting that at all. Like, it is, that is our toolbox. But like, how did you find those tools and those like strategies to start dealing with and understanding more what your son was going through and how that impacted not only you but your family and his life trajectory, all those things?
Well, gosh, and I would love to say that I had tools, which is why I didn't write a manual, a 10 step, here's how you do it. I didn't want to write that. I wanted to write it for the mom that has been blindsided. That's what this book is. It's for everybody. It's for every mom that's gone through a tough season with their child. And it's a good story. And I think that someone will enjoy that story and feel good about, hey, there are seasons that we struggle with. But for me, I didn't, my tools were, the same tools I had used when he was little, when he would actually communicate with me, those weren't working anymore. Hey, let's sit down, let's talk about this, or let's go, talk about this over an ice cream cone. These things weren't working anymore. And I had nothing. And there were no books out there. There were very few books. I don't know if you found that, but there's very few books about that age of launching your child from high school to college. I didn't find them. And so I was left adrift. And I don't think we were really into the podcasting age as much back then. So it was very little help. And frankly, I really wasn't relying on God in more of a deep way. It was more of a, oh, let me pray about this. It was more of a superficial sort of way. So I didn't even have God, really.
Oh man. How tough. Like, that would be
So
so
tough.
hard. So what did you do? How did you kind of change from those, like, okay, this isn't working, I've got to do something else, and change to a way that was meeting him more and just like reaching him where he was in that moment?
Well, I think sadly the way I reached him was to be more of a codependent with it. Hey, let's help you to, let's get you a breathalyzer so you don't drive drunk. I mean, that seemed to make sense to me. I'm like, he's not going to stop drinking. And all I can do is load his Uber card. And I mean, that's how I met him where he was. Short of just, I said, I could take him out of college and, but he's going through this phase. And in the end, what I realized is, and what I realize about everyone is the Holy Spirit's chasing all of us. All of us. And it's hard for a parent to sit on the sidelines and know that that is not your child. That's God's child. That is so hard because we want to manage it. We want to steer it. We want to correct it. We want to, be a part of it in the biggest way we can. And I think that I was always in there. I was never ceasing, always, trying to figure out what the tool was. I think that may have saved him from a worser fate. But in the end, the hardest thing to do is to say, God's got this. You know, this is his journey. My son will have to go through this. And ultimately that's what happened. And he was handed his correction in the form of Jesus.
Oh, and so thankful that it was Jesus and that Jesus met him and he was still chasing him, even though he was rebellious, even though he was kind of, like you said, like just going off the rails. Like Jesus still met him there. What was that like to experience it? Like, again, like surrender him and be like, all right, like this is God's son, and I am just here trying to do the best that I can to help guide him towards Jesus and intercede for him through prayer. But what was that moment like when you saw Jesus get a hold of him?
Well, for the first time in like 2 years, I was like peaceful. I finally had peace because if I know that he is walking with Jesus, then I can step back.
Oh, and that's like every parent's heart's cry is like, I just want my kid to walk with Jesus. Like that's our job. One of our mottos, the we homeschooled for a year or 2 years, and it was heaven, not Harvard. Like we're not aiming for Harvard, we're aiming for heaven. Like that is our goal. And we claimed that. And we're like, yes, school is important and we want you to learn, but our job is to make sure you have an intimate relationship with Jesus, and that's what we're going to focus on. And it has completely changed how we look at everything, and it shifted that. And I think it's so neat how you're like that, like just that peace, and how we experience that as parents, because most of the time during parenting, it's not that peaceful. Like there is just chaos and just life. Like life is not that peaceful with kids. And so to experience that is just so wonderful. Can you discuss more of like the importance of vulnerability in parenting? I know that's something you talk about in the book that just really intrigued me.
Vulnerability, that's a tough one for me because I've always been a really private person. And my husband was stunned. He goes, I can't believe you're telling everybody all of this. He goes, you won't even tell me these things. I'm just learning about these. And when God speaks, you listen. And that vulnerability is only possible when you trust that you're doing the will of God. I mean, and I think also at least I do. I hesitate to be vulnerable because I'm afraid of judgment, earthly judgment, you know? And what are they going to think of me? Or, you know, who will I offend? We're a society of people and we care about what others think about us in general. And I think the closer you walk with God, the further away you get from from caring, if you will, about people's opinions. So that vulnerability is only made possible when you know that you're doing the Lord's work and that someone might be impacted by it. I know one of the posts that came out, I don't know, it was on Facebook or Instagram, and it had 2,000 likes on it, and it was a scripture of some sort, and I got maybe 100 people that said amen on it, and I went, wow. Yeah, that's worth being vulnerable for. That's worth just opening up and saying what happened. Ultimately, though, my son had to be okay with it, you know, because he's not ashamed of that season, and I'm so proud of him. He's like, I wouldn't be who I am today if I hadn't walked through those. And he doesn't really consider them dark years. He considers them, I hate to say fun years, but exploratory years where he had something to prove in his psyche, and he got that completely out of his system. God claimed him, and now he's just the most amazing person. He's back to being he was when I knew him.
Oh, I love the whole vulnerability because one of my favorite scriptures is like, they will know us by our love and by the word of our testimony, because others are going through this. Others have kids who are rebellious and they're like, what the heck do I do? And when we share our stories and we share those testimonies of how God has redeemed those rebellious years and brought our kids back, it gives us hope, it gives us encouragement, but it also lets us know that like God sees us in this season. And I feel like a lot of people feel unseen when their kids or when a family member is just not doing what we expect them to do. And walking with the Lord and just seeing that and hearing that others have come out on the other side can be such an encouragement. And I think it's neat that you said, like, your son is like, he looks back and he's like, yeah, like I needed that time. Like, not that he wants to go through it again, not that you want to go through it again, but that that is what made him who he is today. He knows what God has saved him from, and he has like a physical moment that he can look back and like, God saved me from that. So if there is a mom listening and she's like, I long for that. I long for that day when I can look back, or my child can look back and be like, God save me from that. What encouragement would you have for her and this time and this season that is so hard?
That therein lies the tough part. Number one, hoping that you do have a relationship with God, and that you can draw into the Word of God and podcasts like this one, or scripture, or whatever it is that's going to get you over that hump. But ultimately, like we were talking, it's like David in the cave. You just have to trust. You just have to have faith. And that is honestly, those are the only things that will get you through. You can do certain physical kinds of things and various acts and grab certain tools. Those things are all great. But to have that peace and that assurance, that only comes with having trust and having faith. And those are easier said than done. I know it. I know it is. But it's like, you go through praise and lament, and you just got to go through it.
Oh man. And just like we said, like you can go back to the scriptures and look at David, look at the Psalms and be like, all right, like it's a lamenting kind of time. Like we just need to lament over what's happening. But God always turns us back to praise because he is so faithful. He is so good. And we can just confidently walk in knowing that he's trustworthy. Again, like you said earlier, it's his kid. We were just given permission to watch over them on earth. Like he's got it all taken care of. This does not surprise him. Like I think as parents, that's one thing that gets me is like, he is not surprised that my kid just did that. Like, what? Come on. Like, I'm surprised. Like,
Well, and I think we take it on ourselves. What did we do wrong? How could we have fixed that? What extra book could I have read? What should I have done? And maybe those things are valid, but in the end, it goes back to what you said. This is his kid, and he's not surprised.
Oh, I can't tell you how many times. Like, wait, what other books can I find? And like you said, like sometimes there's just not books on what you need to do, and we need to turn to the book. We need to turn to the Bible and just be like, all right, God, like I surrender them again. I surrender them again. I can't count how many times I have laid my kids at the feet of Jesus at the cross and walked away just to like turn around and run back and be like, are they okay? Okay, they're still fine. They're still okay. Like, oh my goodness, like come on, Kayla, get it together. But that's the mom part of us. Like that's how God, he created us to love them and want to nurture them and watch over them in that way. And it's so beautiful. But as a mom, it's so hard to surrender them over and over again. But when we do, that's when we experience that trust and our faith grows and we get that peace because it's not worth it to just hold on to them so tightly that we don't give them to God because, like you said, we can't fix any of it. Like, that's not our job.
And you do your due diligence, and you are obviously wanting to be that parent that, if you will, work as though it's all on you, but trust knowing it's all in God's hands. I think
Oh,
if you
that's good.
do that, then you can step back. Hey, this is in God's hands. And again, that's hard. But knowing, at least knowing that that's your journey for, gosh, 25, 30 years sometimes even, because when adults are still calling you about, certain things. But that's the key.
Oh man. All right, everybody, like rewind like 15 seconds and listen to that again because that was so good. Oh my goodness, that's so true. Like we can do what we can do and then give it to God. Like just let him have it and let him do what only he can do because there's so much out of our control. And when we trust him, like man, amazing things happen. Oh my goodness, I had so much fun talking, Suzanne. What kind of final words of encouragement do you have for moms listening who maybe their kids aren't rebellious, but they're like, I have a feeling that that is in my future. What would you say to them?
I think, especially for moms of younger kids, and if your faith is solid and you walk with that, they are going to want to emulate you. Continue to make that a regular part of their life, something they turn to, instead of maybe giving them advice or directing them. Pull out the Bible, pull out something that's not you, that's bigger than you. You know, and show them that, and knowing that, you know, they say mothering is the toughest job, and you hear that over and over, and there's so much confusion about mothering, but it is the toughest job on the planet, and it's ever changing, it's complex, and it's something you can't quit. It's forever. It is forever. You lock into that, you know that. And then you trust.
Oh man, I love that. Thank you for that encouragement, because I've got littles and it's like,
Yeah.
how can I teach them or show them? But you're right, like they just want to emulate you. They just want to be like you. So point yourself towards Christ, like focus on Jesus yourself, and that will just spill over into their lives and
It
encourage them
will.
to do the same.
Yeah, that they then will develop that habit by the time they're 14 or 15 that you started when they're little, where they have a day or someone picks on them or they're not included in the invite. Then, hey, let me pull out that Bible verse. Let me find out that Jesus loves me and I don't need the acceptance of these kids. It starts young, and then you move up, and it's not too late. You can get them into certain Christian groups, and you can insist. I think a mom must insist, hey, you're 12, 13, you're going to be going to Young Life, or you're going to be doing this, and just exposing them to those things if they're older and haven't had that chance when they're young. Like my son, really, we didn't really walk that way. And now he's getting into that where, you know, he's kind of seeing what me and my husband are doing, and he's like, wait, I want some of that. So it's too late.
Oh, that's such good advice. Thank you so much, Suzanne. How can people connect with you, get the book? When does it come out? All the things.
Well, on Amazon right this minute, you can go Unconditional, Suzanne, SuzanneJRoreGen.com is my webpage. And Unconditional Suzanne is my Instagram. And you're welcome to go and see all the cool stuff and blogs that I'm doing. And it's super fun.
Oh, awesome. And I'll make sure I have all those links in the show notes so you guys can click on those and follow those and connect with her. But I can't tell you, like, this book is so beautiful and it is going to impact you, whether you've got littles, whether you've got bigs, or whether you've got the ones in the
Yeah.
middle. Like, whatever it is, make sure you take some time and you talk with Suzanne on Instagram or all the things. Just get her in your news feed, get her in her words in your eyes so you can just see them. And man, she's gonna point you back to Jesus, but she's also gonna give you some amazing just tips and strategies and just an amazing story that we can look at and kind of walk through with you through the book. So thank you so much for your vulnerability and sharing these words and just being willing to come chat with me. This was so wonderful.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show, and it's just been a delight to get to know you here.
This was such a beautiful conversation with Suzanne. I am so thankful that I was able to just chat with her and then share her wisdom and her knowledge and about her new book, Unconditional, with you, because this is such a blessing and it's going to help so many people. So make sure you guys follow the links in the show notes and get the book. It's available now. You can buy it on Amazon, all the different places, and just connect with her. Check out her blog, all the things, because it is just such a joy to have somebody who is speaking to us moms in this just real, raw, authentic way, because we just need that. We need that as moms. Life is hard, and like our kids don't listen at times, or they do, and it just our emotions can change so quickly as parents, especially as moms. And there's a lot on our plates. There's a lot of things to do. We have to get people to practices. We have to make sure dinner's on the table. The house is clean. The laundry is done. All of these things. Plus, work a job and do, I mean, it feels like it's never ending. And we as moms need to make sure that we are caring for ourselves and our spiritual self as well. And when we take our time and we really connect with the Lord, we are doing just that. And that can be hard to do because there's so much calling for our attention, so much that is just begging us to do the next thing, to go to the next place, to help the next person, that sometimes, most of the time, we put ourselves on the back burner and we just are like, well, if I get to it, great. If not, whatever. And then our tank slowly empties and we realize that, like, this is just not going to work. I can't do this anymore. And we get burnout. And I'm telling you this from experience. I have been there and I have had to make some really big changes in my life in order to see just the freedom that is there with taking time to be with the Lord and making that a top priority in my life. And I have to tell you, from experience, once I started doing that, everything else fell into place. I didn't feel so rushed to get all the places and help all the people and do all the things. I started to see the joy because God started to show me that. And he showed me places where I needed to continue and places where maybe my time there was done for now or for a season. And it's time for someone else to step in and use their gifts in that area. And that was hard, but man, God met me there and he helped me in so many ways. One thing that I just cannot tell you about enough is the course that I just released back in March, and it is for moms. It is for women who feel like they are doing all the things, but their tank is empty. They are ready to throw in the towel, they're exhausted, and they just aren't sure where to turn for that replenishment, for that rejuvenation. And friends, it is God. It is the Lord. And we do that by spending time with him. In the Embracing the Word course, I teach you how to do that in your busy life, your busy mom life of running to practices and cooking dinners and doing laundry and cleaning the house, all the things. I teach you how to meet with God one-on-one in an intimate way and how to fit it into your crazy busy life. I only share things that the Lord taught me. And basically, I just went back through my journals and through my notes and through what I have done to grow my relationship with the Lord, and I taught you that. And again, it's nothing that I did. The Lord taught me and showed me how to do all of this. I just took detailed notes because I didn't want to forget what I was doing that was making a difference. And I took all those notes and I compiled them into one 30-day course that walks you through at your own pace how to do the same thing. So if that is something you are interested in, you can use the code NURTUREMOM to receive $10 off now through the end of, right before Mother's Day. I think it's the Friday before Mother's Day is when the discount ends. But use that, grab that, because if that's something you are longing for, I'm here to tell you it is possible. You can have that freedom and you can walk in knowing that it's okay. Like, you can take time to be with the Lord. That is a needed thing. And I teach you how to do all of that. Again, the discount code is NURTUREMOM, and that will get you $10 off. I also want to encourage you to join my email list because I've got some wonderful ideas over there for Mother's Day for yourself or for the mother figure in your life. So I'd love to hang out with you there as well. I have so enjoyed our time together, and next week I've got a really special episode for you right before Mother's Day that I pray just blesses you in so many ways. I will see you again next week. Want to hear more personal and applicable ways to have more confidence in Christ? Check out the Daily CCKs, 2 to 3 minutes to start your day off with confidence-filled scripture. Until next time, authentically share your confidence in Christ with others.